Among the issues is electronic evidence and whether agents properly seized it after raiding Steve Pidgeon's condominium in May 2015. Pidgeon was charged earlier this year with bribery and extortion counts as part of a corruption probe that also involves former Judge John Michalek. On Monday, defense attorney Paul Cambria spent 90 minutes attacking the warrants executed last year. Cambria argues that state agents did not use the proper protocols to collect a cell phone and Pidgeon's Google accounts, and thus that evidence must be suppressed.
Well, basically, if the initial search warrant wasn't a lawful one or wasn't executed lawfully, anything that flows from it is, not usable in the case. So clearly we'd make that argument. First, we have to have the judge make a judgment on the legality of the process.
Cambria also renewed Pidgeon's suggestion that Judge Michael Petruska, who signed the warrants, had a previous political bone to pick with a former Erie County Democratic Committee chairman, and as a result, may not have signed those warrants objectively. State Supreme Court Justice Donald Cirio, who has been brought in from the 6th Judicial District east of Syracuse to hear Pidgeon's case, has vowed to issue his written decision in the near future. Michael Marziak, WBFO News.